Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hi, it's Liz, and welcome to another episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. I know you know this, but where we grew up has had a huge impact on our lives. My mom grew up on Buckeye Road in Cleveland, Ohio, which was an area with a significant number of Hungarians. There are still a lot of people with Hungarian heritage living in the greater Cleveland area, and we often hear stories from people who grew up in that community. I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, just 90 minutes or so east of Cleveland, and I feel like I was surrounded by a lot of Hungarians, but I'm sure that is because my entire family line is Hungarian, and my parents were very active with the other Hungarians in the community. My parents, along with countless others, helped sponsor and resettle Hungarian refugees following the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. And all that happened before I was born. I remember we had a Hungarian butcher and numerous Hungarian churches with quite a few Hungarian activities. And, as a community, we commemorated March the 15th and October 23rd, two important dates in Hungarian history. We also had the Youngstown American Hungarian Club on Donald Avenue. We had a special Hungarian day at Idora Park, our local amusement park. And for a number of years, I danced in the Hungarian dance group that practiced at St. Stephen's of Hungary Catholic Church. My parents were very intentional about being connected with the Hungarian community at large, and it didn't matter to them if you were Reformed, Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran, Calvinist, or not a member of any church. One of my favorite memories was when choir members from one of the Hungarian churches would come and sing Hungarian Christmas carols outside in our yard during the Christmas season. I don't know how many churches still do that, but it is an amazing way to honor those in the Hungarian community, especially if they are familiar with the songs. Sadly, a number of the churches have closed, and the club has closed as well as Idora Park. Some of the vibrancy of the Hungarian population has diminished, but there are still many people with Hungarian heritage who live in the area, and they do get together. Things have changed as they always do, and while there might not be as much community connection as before, there are still plenty of opportunities to maintain and share Hungarian culture in every family. What Hungarian traditions do you or your family maintain? It seems like Hungarian food traditions are usually the ones that hang on the longest, and we ate a lot of great Hungarian meals at home as I was growing up. Even though I had a lot of great Hungarian food and traditions in my early years, when I went away to college, things were very different. There weren't Hungarians nearby that I knew of. I didn't really think too much about my Hungarian heritage unless I met a person with a Hungarian last name. And then I got married and had a few babies, so I was very distracted, and I didn't really do a lot to continue Hungarian traditions. A number of years ago, my younger brother scolded me for not teaching my kids how to make palacsinta, which is a Hungarian-style pancake. They're very thin and basically a crepe. I really hadn't ever made them for my kids because I had never made them myself. By this time, my kids were between the ages of 10 and 18, and I had just forgotten about palacsinta. Honestly, I just never thought about them. Palacsinta was something my mom made, not me. And if you made them, then you know they can be a little tricky and take a little bit of practice and technique. Well, my brother traveled to southern Indiana from northeast Ohio for a visit and brought his palacsinta pans with him and had some cooking lessons for my kids during that visit. It was fun. I even learned how to make palacsinta. But I'm not a great palacsinta maker. The truth is, my husband makes better palacsinta than I do. There are times that traditions get lost or set aside during the busyness of life. Don't hesitate to dust them off and bring them back into the fabric of your family. Things like palacsinta are a relatively easy way to introduce your family or friends to amazing Hungarian food. My favorite filling is a very thin layer of raspberry or strawberry jam. But I also love the turo, cottage cheese type filling, with a little lemon zest and vanilla sugar. We will include a link to a recipe for palacsinta in the show notes, and let me encourage you to make some this week. Here are some important tips for making palacsinta. If you have a family favorite recipe, please use it. Replace some of the milk with soda water, and it will help make the palacinta really light and delicious. Also, don't use sugar in the batter, because you can make an amazing savory main course if you happen to have any leftovers. Please don't wait for the church ladies to cook at the next Hungarian festival to enjoy your next palacinta. These are worth learning how to make, and if you find them a little tricky, well, you know, practice makes perfect. Thanks for listening, and if you ever travel through Evansville, Indiana, let's connect over a cup of coffee. Hungarian Living is a division of Mudyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at mudyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.